The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
So there's a video that Javi from Nivel Codiciado posted. He said that they haven't been getting paid for 8 months, for the past 8 months.
Pues no hemos recibido ni un pago los últimos 8 meses. Las canciones siguen generando vistas, siguen generando reproducciones, no las bajan. Siguen generando feria y nosotros no hemos recibido ni un centavo.
They're obviously not part of DMG anymore, so we're kind of like lost with that. Like, is DMG not paying Nivel Codiciado? But they're still cool, so we don't know if it's DMG, the problem with DMG. But we do know that Eric from Grupo Codiciado is causing a problem. We don't know, suing, right?
Suing? I think he's suing. He's suing with saying that Eric, the name does. Is too familiar and it's confusing people. I kept going and I asked him, what do you think could have avoided this situation? And then I also said, if DMG knew what they were doing, do you think this would have not happened? You know, like, because he said didn't really know. And he said, he answered to that and he said, definitely. So if DMG were better and knew better, it would have not happened. Tell him about that, like how it's like so hot and, but redo the thing, like where we're not getting paid, but like not throwing shots, you know, just as in letting the people know, because. So, and then like, what do we do then, you know?
This is still part of the intro.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Baba podcast episode. If you guys are new to this channel, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. We're available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We are the podcast that talks about the regional, the very first podcast that does this shit.
Started it. The very first kind.
And also the podcast that has a lot of offers from different companies that don't want to pay and want to do everything for free, which I think is not fair because there's other influencers that get the same numbers as us and they're making like $10,000 a month. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. That's just what Angel wanted to talk about before this podcast.
No, I wanted to talk about that. What is the verse of the week?
Verse of the week is Act Right. Spooky season is coming. The reason why we put that is because I was at Target with these two dudes and literally the whole fucking time.
They already started putting like the little pumpkins and everything.
Pumpkin,
I'm like,
patches come. We gotta start acting right, Jason. Oh my god.
Dude. Yeah, like, both were on a mission.
Hey, Starbucks, pumpkin spice latte, put on your story. No, thirst trap.
Hey, no, that was
and then Jason, all right, babe, what'd I put?
Yeah, but we're acting right now. If you knew us from the past, that's not us anymore. We're different people.
We are trying
to get cuffed this season.
You know, you change every season.
It's been
season.
Like 5 years since I've been to a pumpkin patch. I don't even know what pumpkins look like at this point.
I've only
look
been
to your right. I meant left because I'm wearing orange. I didn't mean to call you pumpkin.
That's a chumpkin.
Guys,
I've only been to a pumpkin. What is it?
Patch.
Pumpkin patch like once or twice. It was in my last relationship, so I need to update. What is it like now, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, the same thing. It's been like 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't gone.
Never ever?
No.
Didn't he say you have like 5 lined up?
I haven't even
for the party.
No, look, I'm
just kidding.
No.
Imagine, well, you can't go to the same pumpkin.
But yeah. What do you do at a pumpkin patch though? Like that as
take pictures?
I went five years ago, but I think you go and
buy a pumpkin.
They put like pumpkins on. I think you pick like a nice one, and then you buy it, and you take a picture of her, and she posts it, and she never posts you.
Hey, I'm trying to do things different, you know.
Nah, I just take her to Target and buy a $5 pumpkin. Yeah, oh, that's the thing though. They're expensive. Like a pumpkin like this is probably like. It was like $40.
Have you guys carved the pumpkin?
And that was like 5 years ago.
No, you carved the pumpkin.
I've never carved the pumpkin in my life.
Don't bring that up.
The semillas.
Bring it up.
Yeah. Well, we did some like cringe shit. Like back then, it was me, him, some other dude. We got like an Airbnb. For some reason, we like brought like, our friends. Yeah, and then Keiko went to go clean up.
No, I went. I set up.
Left to work.
Everything went to work. Came back and cleaned everything.
Wait, but you guys set up just wanted to carve pumpkins?
Yeah, with their girlfriends.
We were with our exes.
And you went to set up, and you didn't have a girl though, huh? And you just went to set up.
Yeah, and then I went to work.
See, that's why you act like this.
And I went to work.
Look how you guys treat him.
But no. So like, I guess he acts like it was like years ago. So like,
he's traumatized.
After that, like I guess when they had to leave, like Gecko came, and then we played FIFA. Remember? You remember that?
What part does it come in where he cleaned up everything?
That was my first time getting like pretty like.
you already brought it pretty baked.
We got stoned and played hide and seek in the dark.
Oh, dude, that was my first time. We were playing FIFA, and then it was like me, the other dude, against these two.
They all got the trips.
And then, like, dude, I hit it a lot because I thought it hits you right away, right?
Uh-huh.
Dude, I hit that shit like 20 times, swear to God.
Oh, hell.
And then out of nowhere, I was like, what the hell? And then Gecko just pulls me back. It's like, relax. And I was like,
"Like,"
and I didn't get a bad high until.
No, you were going to get a bad high until I relaxed you.
Okay. How played, did he I, relax you?
I just told off. Him, like, I slapped him back, and I was like, just relax, take a deep breath, and play.
They relax.
And then...
He's like, let me play.
And we're like, fuck it, we finished playing. And then, like, you know, you're fucking, like, the motion of FIFA.
And then you cleaned up after you played?
Nah, and then we were like, fuck it, let's play hide and seek in the dark. And then that's when he started...
And I was in the bathtub like this, and he had, like, some mono that made noise. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, and I fucking...
Dude, that shit was scary, no cap.
Because it was just, like, the red eye.
And it was Giggle's pen, and then they scored, and Jason sat on his lap, like, I don't know how... Dude, you...
We celebrated.
Yeah, and then he broke the pen, and we were, like, pissed at Jason.
Yeah.
But see, guys, they're telling me the story because I was not there.
Jason did something to Giggle. Oh, because he broke the pen. Oh. And then, like, Gecko lifted him up with his legs on the bed, and he fucking started going like that.
Oh, bro.
And then Jason actually felt like...
You felt his dick?
No, but like
we didn't touch, but like the whole...
No, you guys touched.
Bro, the whole motion was like, oh, hell.
He's like, I'm getting some action one way or another.
You know, in GTA where you die, you're like wasted? I feel like wasted. Like,
and you just feel like...
Like, dude, I actually heard some clapping anyway.
Dude, that's nasty.
You're that right. Liar.
Spooky season's coming.
Yeah, that's guys, girls. We're all acting right. So yeah, y'all let us know, like, for real, deadass. I want to talk about how we went to a pumpkin patch and whatever.
I want to bring it up, you know?
We're
trying to make someone's fall season, you know?
Like, I want to tell the kids how they were born, you know?
Damn.
After you bought a pumpkin?
After you swallowed them.
How is that even possible?
I just want to go buy a pumpkin, take a picture, and drop you off at her house. That's it.
Nah. You know,
he wants to get
Angel doesn't do that shit.
He wants to get reposted too.
Angel wants to get reposted.
Oh, yeah, and I want somebody to post. I want them to post about the pumpkin.
Dude,
that's all I'm asking for. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else.
Angel's
in this world
a freak.
That I want.
Nah, Angel's a freak.
Angel's
I did not know that about you. Calladito, pero what?
Anyway,
Angel's
guys.
Asking for a relationship, basically.
No, Angel's a freak. Like, this motherfucker crazy.
Yo, why you guys go on?
No, dude, like, calladito.
Am I a freak? No, I'm actually not.
I can't say it. You two will take it down because
it's a
that
family
extreme.
Channel. Bro, it's a family channel.
We're family friendly.
Family friendly.
I know we cuss and shit, but like, this I cannot talk about. It's some crazy. Like, this motherfucker's into like that. Fucking Johnny Sin shit. Anyways,
yeah.
What are the topics?
There go my chances.
Into like some satanic sex or some shit.
I feel like wraps him up, you know, with the handcuffs.
Enjoy to that side. Shit, like that whipping shit.
Yeah. Just put like star and circle, and then he put the
nipple tassels on his nipples, and then just
you get the ball like fucking.
Angel likes to hang him and like fucking. Like,
remember when this dumbass did a prank on me with that shit, or like the alligator shit?
Yeah.
Oh
my god. But guys, before we get on to the topics, I just want to let you guys know that September 15th, it's a Thursday, I'm gonna do a vape drop, westcoastvapeplug.com. Use a code, I don't know what it's gonna be, but use it. It's gonna be some sort of discount. You guys are watching this on Monday, that drops on Thursday, so it's that week, but you can still, anytime you're watching this, go check it out.
Also, if you guys didn't know, Angel gives away a lot of free stuff.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be 10 free shirts too, so you better be quick.
I don't know if you guys knew that,
set the timer.
Yes.
Like, last time I fucked up and I gave away 18. Yeah. Hey, like, that's life. Like, and I'm also going to have quick, these clocks right there. You guys are seeing them. It's like some Vapex clocks that look like Rolex.
You thought he said cock?
No, I was looking for the clock.
Oh, yeah, but I messed up. It was like, wait, that right there. If you guys are seeing that right there. So make sure you go buy one. Thank you guys so much. And I need money to go buy a girl a pumpkin. That's it. Thanks.
That's his mission.
Maybe a lot soy pumpkin.
A mission this fall. Buy a girl pumpkin.
Get booed up.
He means toys.
Yep. It's time to act right. Get booed up and, you know, settle down.
Guys, we have a soccer video coming out soon with Los Del M. We played soccer against them. We're trying to call everyone out, honestly. Like, Mondo, I know you're watching this, but like, Mondo, after you see that video, you're probably going to be like, oh, shit, let me step back. You know?
Bro, D1 players, like, academy players.
Like,
if you guys see the chemistry here, it's the same on the field.
Dude, yeah, we were playing soccer, and Angel's never played soccer. And for the throwing, this motherfucker did like a basketball.
It was like Kobe. Yeah, I went like...
Dude, I was like, no.
Yeah, but anyway, they got the chemistry going on. I was a goalie. There wasn't supposed to be goalies, but it is what it is. So nobody was guarding me, so I was open.
So basically,
that was kind of messed up. Nobody even guarded me. It's okay though.
Me and Keiko were on the sides. Oh no, it was me and Diego on the sides, which is the wings. He was in the middle, so he was playing like
center. Oh, he was on the side.
Mm-mm. And
you're on the right
side. It depends. We'll rotate.
And then Angel last man, because you know.
We were beating them by a lot, but then,
I said like four goals though. I don't know, you guys.
We were possessing the ball like pretty good, honestly.
We had the best tiki taka. We're like doing triangles. They looked at us like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, we played against fucking Los Del Limit, and they put up a fight towards the end. It wasn't an easy match. Like,
yeah, because we ended up playing with fucking two players.
Oh yeah.
Two and a half.
Why?
Give them some credit.
Yeah, but we ended up playing with no shoes for some reason.
Yeah, on turf. I don't know if you guys know, but my boy Angel is allergic to turf. I mean, allergic to grass.
So I did get some ronchas right here, but it's a grass. It's nothing else.
And shout out to our filmer Alan. He was on the drone and on the camera, so you guys get to see.
And
like,
it was
everything.
His birthday too.
And it was his birthday.
He came on his birthday.
But yeah, we want to play more art. We want to play against more artists.
They don't want to play us though.
We want to make that a thing because I feel like we could beat them all.
Hey, Loki.
I feel like we can, huh?
Pinche crack, wey.
If you guys might see Google like as pretty big, but he could run fast.
He could run, yeah. He's
surprisingly like, what the fuck?
It's a shoes.
Yeah.
We played barefoot yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't run like a tank. He runs in slow motion.
He's like the wall. You know how like when there's free kicks, he's like the wall.
Honestly, I never tried running. It is what it is though. What topics do we have for today?
Anyway, guys, for this topic, I mean,
as you guys can see by the title of this video,
as
you guys can see by the title of this video, once again, companies hacen lo que les da la regalada gana, and they're screwing over another artist.
I'm not the company. Who is Eric Grupo Codiciado?
Oh,
so Nivel Codiciado gets in a conflict with another artist. Maybe the record label. I'm not sure if it's the other record label.
Oh, it's because
there's two conflicts going on, and we tried our best to get clear. Hopefully, I mean, thanks to Angel, he got some information from what's his name,
Javi
from Javi,
Codiciado,
to clear up the beef,
a little
and
statement.
The problem, a little statement which he has up. He's gonna pull up pretty soon. But what happened, Angel? Or Diego or Keiko.
Yeah, so if you guys want to see the situation that's going on with how they said they weren't getting paid.
Oh, yeah. So there's a video that Javi from Nivel Codiciado posted. He said that they haven't been getting paid for the past eight months. They're obviously not part of DMG anymore, so we're kind of like lost with that. Like, is DMG not paying Nivel Codiciado? But they're still cool, so we don't know if it's DMG. The problem with DMG, but we do know that Eric from Grupo Codiciado is causing a problem. We don't know if suing, right?
Suing? I think he's suing. He's suing with saying that
I think Eric
the name is too familiar and it's confusing people.
Yeah, so I think Eric from Grupo Codiciado did trademark Codiciado, and then Nivel Codiciado has a Codiciado, and then they're independent. They have Codiciado Records, so I think he's been like making it a problem for them. And I'm gonna kind of like defend Eric in a way. I'm gonna say why. Like, but.
Why?
Oh, you want me to say it right now?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like I also want to look at it as in a way where it's like, I want to put myself in Eric's shoes. Like, what if it's like Augusto, papa? And someone else comes out with, like, Augusto.
Para andar Augusto.
Para andar Augusto. So, when they search up Augusto, papa, they come out. So, we're kind of giving them, like, that free shit.
That kind of like that publicity.
And if you search up Codiciado, it's Grupo Codiciado and then like Nivel Codiciado.
Yeah. I think right there,
you get me?
Whoever came up with
that makes
it
sense.
First and whoever trademarked it first just legally
like
owns,
I'd be kinda mad,
owns the rights. Mm-hmm. Y el otro, pues sorry.
And then another thing to keep in mind is that these two groups came up in two different times too. Obviously, Grupo Codiciado came up what is it, in like 2016? And then Nivel Codiciado, which is a more tacuache, tumbao.
Newer, like 20.
Newer sound.
2020.
But they're obviously, you know, when you search them up, both of them come out.
Yeah. 2016 was their year. Fun fact, they have the most viewed Cervando Setaile video by like 100 million.
Oh, Gente de Accionar?
Yeah. It has like 210 million, and the next up is like 100 or like 90.
Damn, that's crazy. That song was an absolute banger. But it carried like that whole year.
Their album after that song? No.
Grupo Codiciados?
Which one was it?
Paso a Paso?
No, that was a song. The album. The one we'll sing, fuck.
Ay, que cosas de la vida.
Yeah.
No,
the other one.
The album?
El Disney.
Disney was with that one guy, no?
Crecer
German. That, I like that song.
Damn, what about tell you? I'll tell you right now.
Dude, remember we met some guy?
Barba?
We met some guy because we used to be in a group, and like, they get drunk. They start saying all this shit. And like, oh, I know Crecer
Herman.
I'm
like, oh, yeah.
I know all this shit. We're like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. He's like, yeah, I'm a FaceTime. And he FaceTime Crecer Herman like when he was popping. We're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. We're like, oh,
and like, shit. We said what's up to him and everything, but he was like all drugged up.
And then we went to the taqueria the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Work on something.
So the album that Keiko was talking about was Si Lo Digo Es Porque Puedo.
Yeah.
And that was...
Oh, well, like El Gros and shit like that.
That was kind of like their debut album when that song hit.
I was a huge fan of Codiciados. Bro. Huge.
Yeah, we low-key all looked up to them.
I never got to go to
Oh, yeah.
Concert,
you should
dude.
Say that. That story is really cool.
Guys, we were like 16 years old. So we went to go see Grupo Codiciado. That was their last show before
at
he got
the... Microsoft, no?
No,
at
the Observatory. The
Observatory in Santa Observatory? Anna.
It was so cool, dude, because like Eric pulled up right next to us in the black Lamborghini with his like white girlfriend that he met at Gucci, and he's like now...
His wife.
Really?
Yeah, so like he met her. So the story is that he met her at the Gucci store, and then she's like, oh, come to my show. She didn't really know Spanish, and she went, and that's when they like pulled up like right next to us, like literally
right
there.
Jimmy was right there, too.
I have a video, too.
If I had a show like that, you guys think I'd be like, hey, go to the Pumpkin Patch with me. It would work out, maybe.
But yeah, we went and Keiko couldn't go because like
his sister
was really strict on him back.
Drop her name.
And then they were like, no, because there's gonna be people smoking. And there was people smoking, but like we weren't smoking. We were like 16.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But Keiko was like 19 already.
That was like the last time. Shut the fuck up.
How old were you, Keiko?
Well, y'all were 18. 16, I was 17.
18.
No, you're
2 years older than me.
I'm 1 year older than him.
Oh, yeah, 17 then. Because, yeah. So he was 17 and they didn't give him
knocking
permission.
On 18.
And honestly, it was. I think that was like one of my first concerts.
That was my first concert, too. It was cool.
Nah, I still wanted to go.
Yeah, I guess you're never
going to. Like, the way I saw Nata, the way I saw Eric, too.
Yeah.
Never saw them play. They broke up and...
Well, yeah, they recently broke
up. So for like, just so you guys can understand, like, how we used to see Codiciado, like, I feel like the way our viewers see Nata and Junior is the way we used to see Codiciado. Like,
they were so different, dude.
They were the shit, yeah. How about Keiko?
Yeah, fuck, dude. We would blast their music, go to gigs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get all in the car just going to fucking, damn.
Yeah, they really did things different. I think they're one of the first ones that, like, really put money into their music videos.
And,
and their visuals. Their visuals are cool,
and too. The way they dress too. Jimmy said they're the first ones that, like, I think they did Reyes del Corrido, the only ones that didn't come out with suits, and from there they changed it.
Remember, like, every time we had gigs, we'll be like, how are we dressing Codiciado?
Suits or Codiciado? Yeah, we give them the credit.
Yeah, we'll be like, yeah, fuck it, you know, we'll go Codiciado.
Damn, that's crazy, dude. I remember those good old days.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Music wise,
too, yeah.
No, the good old days.
No,
go on break. All right, guys, we are back from the break, and I'm gonna just, should I play the video of Javi, the one from TikTok, or just that one?
Yeah, play it.
Oh yeah, maybe to get some context.
All right, some context. I'm gonna play right here. Dun.
¿Qué dice mi gente? Espero que se la estén pasando chingón este bonito día. Estoy haciendo este video para platicarles algo que nos está sucediendo ahorita con el grupo, y la verdad se me hace muy injusto todo lo que nos está pasando. Porque nosotros tenemos un chingo de música por sacar. Estamos súper contentos por todo lo que vamos a hacer. Pero hay cosas que nos detienen. Y una de esas, pues no hemos recibido ni un pago los últimos 8 meses. No hemos recibido ni un pago de toda la música que ya hemos sacado. Las canciones siguen generando vistas, siguen generando reproducciones. No las bajan. Siguen generando feria. Y nosotros no hemos recibido ni un centavo. Y eso nos detiene un chingo. ¿Por qué? Porque eso es lo que nos alimenta, es lo que nos da de comer a cada quien, a la familia, y pues no estamos ganando nada. es muy frustrante. Es muy frustrante no poder sacar música, poder recibir dinero, poder vivir de lo que tú hiciste con tu esfuerzo. Es algo muy difícil y muy feo. Y eso es lo primero. Y lo segundo que está pasando, mi gente, es que nos quieren quitar el nombre. Esta persona dice que el público se confunde con uno y el otro, que le estamos quitando su público. Y yo pienso que eso es muy culero de su parte que diga eso, porque en realidad no es así. Todo es diferente. Los instrumentos, la música, la letra, todo es diferente. Y pues nosotros apenitas íbamos a iniciar nuestro nuevo proyecto como artistas independientes. Íbamos a sacar toda la música que tenemos ahí guardada desde hace tiempo para todos ustedes. Viene esta persona y nos detiene. Y yo lo único que pido, mi gente, es apoyo de ustedes. Si alguna vez les gustó una canción de nosotros y los hizo sentir de una forma nuestra música, espero que nos apoyen. Y puede ser que no ganemos la batalla. Puede ser que ellos ganen. Puede ser que nosotros cambiemos el nombre. Y yo lo único que espero, mi gente, es que haya lealtad con nuestros fans. Que en realidad nos apoyen, no importa lo que pase. Y nosotros estamos aquí para quedarnos, mi gente. Saludos.
All right, guys, you guys heard it. Now,
oh, I thought we were going to wait. Okay.
And then now we're going to play what he sent us and what we think about it, the whole situation. I kind of said, you know, kind of defending Eric's side, but I also want to kind of defend Nivel Codiciado's side. I think it sucks.
They're both artists, you know? They're trying to make bread.
Because, you know, Nivel Codiciado took them years to build what they have, and like out of nowhere, like that shit happens, and they have to maybe switch names to like.
Yeah, so once you guys saw that video, I felt like there was a lot that he
come on, dude.
So after seeing that video, I know that there was a lot that he was holding back. So, you know, once you said that we're gonna talk about it, I hit up Jesus Alejandro Aguilera.
The fuck is that?
Him.
Oh damn, his birth name issues?
Yeah, so I texted him hoping that he would answer. Shout out to him for answering. And I told him, like, hey, you know, can you give us a little more clarification? He did. And first we started talking. I'm going to read it to you guys word for word.
Jesus Alejandro.
And then he sent some audio, so I'm going to show you guys. So, you know, yada, yada. I said, you know, I said, hi. And I said, can you tell us about your group not getting paid for so long? Who's holding the money back? You know, because it was making money regardless. Like, it's got to be in somebody's pocket. And he said, a third-party distributor, DMG, was just making money without even knowing what they were getting paid for. I believe that money is long gone, and the third-party distributor took advantage of the group and DMG. So I said,
wait, I'm sorry. What is a third-party distributor?
Something like DistroKid?
Like DistroKid?
Oh, like the Interscope Records and
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because I wanted to ask you about that.
So we have to find out who is the distributor for Nivel Codiciado.
Yeah, and then it kind of seemed like he also said, like, oh, DMG didn't know what they were doing, you know? So then I kept going. So during these 8 months, DMG did not get paid either. Because I was like, oh, maybe they didn't know, but they still got paid something, you know? He's like, I don't know exactly. All I know is they already received a cut from our music!
DMG already received the cut.
Yeah, so they didn't really know what they were doing. DMG got paid. Nivel Codiciado has not gotten paid, and he believes they will never get paid for those 8 months.
Damn, bro.
He said the money is gone.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, because, like...
And that's a big chunk of money.
Yeah, not only that, but, like, the time that you put into making the songs, you know, and, like, studio time and music videos, like, it's a lot of money and time.
I wonder who the distributor is. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Warner, Sony, some shit like that.
So then I kept going and I asked him, what do you think could have avoided this situation? And then I also said, if DMG knew what they were doing, do you think this would have not happened? You know, like, because he said they didn't really know. And he said, he answered to that and he said, definitely. So if DMG were better and knew better, it would have not happened. And then I replied to that. Having this bad experience that I'm sure has caused the group a lot of hardship, do you guys plan on staying independent? And he sent me two audios, and I'm going to play for you guys.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other...
Think
the
f-
not, you
trick-ass.
Yes, sir. The plan is estar independientes, carnal. Ahora sí. Bien, bien. Porque el asunto estaba en que we went independent, según nosotros, ¿verdad? Pero pasó some bullshit con el abogado que teníamos y con los de DMG. El asunto fue que nosotros queríamos cumplir con el contrato de DMG. Nosotros ya habíamos entregado todas las canciones que teníamos que haber entregado, o nosotros no entregamos nada during these last 8 months y no nos han pagado. That was the whole thing, que nos hicieron esperar hasta que se acabara el contrato bien para que nos pagaran y no nos pagaron. That's the story, pues. And there's a lot more to it, pero pues me gustaría después contarlo en más detalle.
Damn.
I'll play the next one.
And the thing is that I understand it wasn't them, technically. It was the third party. Pero, pues, al final del día cae en su responsabilidad de ellos. Y pues, yo nunca les eché la culpa a ellos, pero, pues, es lo que es, ¿me entiendes? O sea, ¿a quién más le puedo apuntar el dedo besides the third party? Like, it's ellos no son DMG. Ellos se tuvieron que haber encargado de todo from the start. Pero, pues, you know, uno aprende con esto, pues.
So, the distributor is in charge of paying the label and the artist. I thought it was just direct to the label and then the label's in charge to the artist. But I guess in this case, it's the distributor, which it could be Sony, you know, all these distributors.
DistroKid.
DistroKid, because DistroKid is more like independent type of shit. Like, you do it yourself.
Oh, okay.
You know when someone signs to like Sony, something like that?
Oh, okay.
So I guess the distributor's in charge of paying both. And I guess it's not DMG's fault because DMG got their cut that was for them and Nivel didn't. But like he said, you know, if DMG se hubieran puesto las pilas a little bit, they could have.
You know, yeah, I feel like it was such a small label that maybe they didn't know how to deal. I mean, it just, like, to
something
me, just
new to them,
like,
huh?
They're incompetent in this situation, which, I mean, I think it should be like the bread and butter of owning a record label, like getting paid.
Yeah, for streams.
It seems like they were incompetent.
So that was aside from Grupo Codiciado shit, because I thought it was like Eric suing, so that's why they couldn't get
paid.
Oh,
yeah. So it's, to me, was there a spider?
I don't know. I just saw something.
Something fall.
Oh, dog. You're good.
El show tiene que continuar. Hopefully it goes that way, though. Yeah, so it's two. Yeah, keep an eye on it, please. I don't want to lose my train of thought. So it's two separate things. Grupo Codiciado suing for a Nivel Codiciado name is one thing, which I feel like they think they are going to lose. Maybe because one person, you know, just registered it before, type of thing. Also, it could be where they only registered in Mexico and not U.S. We're yet to see that. But with not getting paid for 8 months, it is because I think what it seemed to me, my interpretation, is that DMG was not competent enough to make sure that their artists were getting paid in a timely manner. Not getting paid for 8 months is not the move. You know, they probably had to go back to their jobs and all that. A lot of hardship.
Fuck, dude.
But DMG did get paid. So
I feel like
nomás no supieron cómo pagarle al otro.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, okay, this is my opinion. You know, obviously everyone has opinion right here. I feel like, you know, as a not me as a business owner, but like as a business owner in general, you're supposed to take care of the employees first. And I feel like Nivel Codiciado should have got paid. And then DMG should have took the loss because that's what it is to, like, you know?
Yeah, but
realistically, that's what you...
That's the ideal.
That's what you, I mean, ideally, that's what you expect for the business to take the loss, because when there's a win, the business takes the win.
Yeah.
But realistically, that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. That's, like, I guess the fair way to put things in perspective, but it didn't happen like that. And another thing that I want to mention is that 8 months of not working... Because
Working and not getting paid.
Exactly.
Eso está más, cabrón. Hijo, porque we could have been, you know, could have been chilling at your house for 8 months, not getting paid. You know, that you're not getting paid. Sucks. I bet. You know.
So but I mean, how do you leverage that, knowing that, like, you put in so much work, and then you're not getting paid? You know, like, there's a huge fallback on that.
I just wonder why they're not getting paid.
Probably because of the shit too.
It was a very short conversation.
Everything is probably on hold for them.
Or it probably got sent to other Codiciado.
Yeah, you know, if he said, you know, he didn't want to talk about it more, if you want to come on, tell us more about it, or if somebody from DMG wants to let us know really quick what's going on right there, we'd appreciate that too. If you guys want to, you know, to clear there a little more.
Yeah, we wish Nivel Codiciado the best. Honestly, I feel like you guys are probably going through some hardships, but I mean, I feel like that's what it is. You know, you learn the business. I feel like, what is his name?
Jesus Alejandro.
Oh, I heard Aguilar. Javi is taking it the like, you know, a good mindset, because he's saying that he's learning from all the experiences, and obviously he's going to be able to apply that since he's going to be independent with his grupo, you know, and his bandmates. Pa adelante, compas.
Yeah, but that was just our interpretation. But yeah. Something that I did like take away from the video, the TikTok that he posted when he first talked about it, was like how sad he looked, you know? I feel like he looked super aguitado. You know, artists just want to make music. And because of the politics of however music works.
Two problems going on at once.
Yeah, yeah, like two problems, like cuando llueve relampaguea, you know?
Because think about it. That's a lot. Not getting paid for 8 months, that's one thing. But then now you're trying to start fresh, and then you have this motherfucker telling you to change your name.
After you said he was like the coolest guy before the break.
Who?
The motherfucker.
Oh, Eric? Oh, Eric? Yeah, no, he's cool, but like.
He's too much.
Like I said, I want to defend both sides because, you know, if you do. Like,
they're both influential for each but it generation, sucks, you know?
For Nivel Codiciado, it took them time to build. They started from zero, and then now they just have to change it. I wonder. I think that is going to affect them. I feel like it did help them too that they had the name Codiciado. You know, you put Codiciado, they both come out.
Yeah, to me it's just sad.
Their music's good.
How aguitado he looked. Once again, all these politics are ruining the music. You know, we could have had music that we like, but unfortunately we're not because the money's not there.
And they have a big fan base.
I think it's a loyal fan base.
I'm dead ass. You know, obviously the ones that are affected as well as the fans that that don't get the music. You know,
they took out toda su tempo. Su tiempo.
Did
you guys read the comments? People didn't like that Alex was on there.
Sorry, but I didn't either.
Really?
Didn't like it?
I didn't like it. It's just his voice didn't fit in with the Morenito.
What about Jose Mejia? Did you like him being on?
No, tampoco. I just liked fucking.
So you would have liked.
I like the acapella one better.
Like the TikTok song.
Yeah. It's because when you like listen to the preview, and you're like, oh, this shit's gonna sound good, and then it just they switch it around too much.
Cause like the rhythm wasn't the same, you know, cause cada quien
they put their
vocals,
flow.
You know, they have their own flow. So when you put that together, it's like, oh shit, it's a different wave. It's not just cause with the one from TikTok, I fucking listened to it when I fucking cry my ass to sleep. Actually,
because we're trying to go to a Pumpkin Patch, we're acting right now.
Y'all just keep playing with us, but nah, that song, the acapella one, it slapped.
That also happened with, remember when Calle 24 dropped, ¿Qué está pasando? Like, the preview was so good, and then GOP hopped on and they were mad.
Yeah.
And, well, not the, I was going to say the preview one about Eslabón.
Oh, I was about to get to that. How, I don't know what TikTok I saw, that it was like, oh, we don't get previews of Eslabón anymore because so many people just said that the preview was so much better than the song. I mean, in this case, we're kind
of. Eslabón said that?
No, it was just some TikTok.
Oh. You know how?
That, like, there's no more previews anymore where, like, Pedro would be like, oh, look, and he put his speaker and like listen to the song and he would sing along. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't do anymore because of people just saying that the preview is so much better.
I think I saw Brian talk about
that. Dame un beso or súbete al carro.
Súbete.
Yeah, it's because I feel like regardless, like people, like you can't please people, you know? If the song's good, by the time it comes out, it's like, oh, yeah, it's good, but it's burned out already. All these TikTok people burned it.
And then they also don't.
Go for it.
I think we're going to talk about the same thing, right?
No.
They also,
just go.
They also don't, they're also, okay, so Ivan has a song with Yaritza.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't listened to the preview, not even like the Ivan preview, but I saw literally a fucking TikTok that has a lot of likes and it said, I hope Yaritza doesn't hop on this one. Like, they don't want Yaritza.
I saw the same TikTok.
One.
Yeah, it was like a million likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because it just shows how difficult the market is, and
it's hard to please everybody.
Not that it's hard to please everybody. Everybody's just looking at things like no le quieren dar el buen gusto, you know, where people just try to see like the faults of it. No quieren verle el lado bueno.
And it's like not even.
Y nunca van a estar contentos no matter what.
It's like what Freddie said from Hijos de García when he came on. Like, they wanted guitarras, y their guitarras, and they're like, oh, bring norteños, and bring this, bring that, bring that. Like, what the fuck? Like, the next thing you know, you want a whole, like, what's that shit called?
A clarinet. Orchestra.
Orchestra type of shit. Like, damn, what kind of music y'all want? Like, this is a year of the duetos. Fucking people are doing duetos, and then y'all complaining, and then they don't do duetos. They're like, oh, you should do a song with this person. But then, like, Make up your fucking mind.
But on the other side, I guess it's good that the fan base is so vocal that they really make artists try hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Some of them do end up.
But so it has its bad sides, it has good sides.
Maybe we shouldn't judge until the song's out.
Yeah, which is inevitable.
Yeah, yeah. Just look at it with a different mentality, you know?
Yeah, another thing that I was... Another thing I was going to mention is that since, you know, Diego brought up that Ivan and Yaritza are going to have a song together, that a lot of people are not messing with...
Yaritza?
Yaritza. Other people are like, oh... Because I'm looking at comments right now. Some people are saying, we need a collab, 15.6K likes. And then someone was like, this would be the best collab ever, 12.K likes. And then someone put, no, she can't ruin his music, which is Ivan. And then 872 likes. And then someone says, her voice is hot, man.
That one still has some like supportive comments. The video I saw was like straight, like, don't put Yaritza, don't put... Like, Ivan could do his thing, his own, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know what
but,
video that
but
is.
Then but then again, like, I wrote down some questions that you guys can answer. And then... What do you guys think about the dueto that's going to come out with Ivan and Yaritza y su esencia?
I haven't.
Something new?
I haven't listened to the preview, to be honest.
Well, there's no preview yet.
Oh, really?
No. There's no preview. But, like, what do you guys think about those two artists working together? Since, like, they're making a lot of noise and they're on the charts.
I think no matter what, like, it's going to make a shitload of numbers. Because people are still going to try to listen to it.
Yeah, and they're both the fucking... Little goats, you know? They're the youngest in the game.
They are the youngest in the game. That's amazing.
Any dueto is a good dueto, at least.
Yeah.
In the beginning. Once you hear the song,
like,
you know,
it's a new opportunity that's going to open up for her. Cause, like, it's a female. Mm-hmm. It's going to open more doors for her. The next thing you know, she might do a dueto with Danny Lux.
Is it going to be Yaritza's first dueto?
Yeah.
Dueto?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And then I have another...
Somebody in the comments, how could you guys forget this song? Sorry.
The diehard fans. And another question that I had, you know, referring from the information we just exchanged is, why do you guys think Yaritza gets so much
Yaritza.
Hate? Yaritza.
So much what?
So much hate.
Because she's a female and she's doing numbers.
That's a good
thing. I like that answer.
I think because it's of the way that she sings and it's different. And it doesn't fit into the mold of the other 5,000 people already singing.
Yeah, I think what Angel said, and I think because she's a girl, so, like, it's really harder. It's harder for girls to, like, make it out in this.
Half of the time, it's a guy saying.
Yeah, I mean,
like, this is more like,
I think that's the reality. It's harder for
girls.
In the
regional.
It's hard for girls in the regional. Like, you're already starting a, I don't know. It's
just
harder.
We just have, what, like, Angel Aguilar?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to mention she's
that is like widely accepted like that.
She's one of the first female artists to come up successfully in the like the tumbado or like what would you call this newer type of music?
Yeah, in this genre.
In this genre. And I feel like she was
Is there another girl?
No. Whoa.
There is, but they're not they're not doing numbers like
they're not doing numbers. That's what I said, like successfully.
Like who?
You're gonna say Yvonne, no?
Yvonne Galaz, Yuvia.
Oh, Yuvia was doing numbers on TikTok.
She was doing numbers.
She was doing numbers. Any other female artists?
What?
I don't know any other female artists.
No, artists.
Oh, anyway. Females, yeah. She was able to do it successfully, and she really put herself out there. And I could tell that she has the support from these...
From everyone.
Honestly,
Apple
like,
Music, the Billboard,
even the fucking the influencers as well.
That's the Univision. I saw an interview with her on Univision. Yeah, I was just sitting down and it just came up. But I like to have them on. I think they have a cool story.
Yeah,
saying how they used to go work in the fields. That's a very honorable profession.
What do you guys also think about like the media? That these artists go to, because I was talking to the lady from Sony. She was saying how like there isn't like really anyone like for this space, because you know you could take Yaritza to El Gordo de la Flaca, but who watches El Gordo de la Flaca?
I'm pretty sure
our parents,
they sit down right there.
Our parents
El Gordo va a decir, ¿y tú quién eres, morrita?
Do our parents watch and go to the La Flaga? You could take them to Univision, Telemundo, but we don't watch that shit. Young kids don't watch that shit. Our parents do. To the radio, to Don Cheto, respectfully, but, you know, like, I don't remember the last time I've ever listened to the radio. Mm-hmm. Probably been years. And you guys could comment down if you guys listen to the radio.
Yeah, this genre is so underserved when it comes to genre-specific media.
Yeah, so artists have, like, these, like, media days where they come to L.A. and they do all these interviews everywhere. You know, we've been to press conferences. I see a bunch of people recording. I've never seen a press conference on YouTube or the TV. Like, the only thing I see is, like, Larry Hernandez, you know, like, Gerardo Ortiz and shit, but that's it. So, like, is it really working? I'm talking to everyone. Like, is it really working for you guys to take these artists to, you know, like,
yeah,
should our parents watch that don't listen to?
I feel like what Diego is trying to say is that
bring them here.
Is there's a new press, you know, or press, and I don't think it's really press because the way that we present ourselves, or maybe any other podcast out there, or any other person that, you know, distributes information that talks about music, is different. Like, it's not traditional anymore.
And we're actually fans, too, because we've been to press conferences and we've listened to the questions and we're just like, what the hell?
And
you
the
really
way
just asked them?
And they accidentally, you know.
No, don't bring that up.
Yeah,
because
they're the homies, but yeah.
I mean, when you guys have press days where you guys try to hit up these 10 different places in one or two days trying to get, you know, promotion or your artist, it's at the wrong places. But, you know, we do have a platform. It's not conventional, but it's what works. And
it's in the right market, too.
Also, I don't know where I saw it, but it was René from, what's his name? That artist, the guy that sings like Atrévete.
Atrévete.
There you go. And he had like 3 or 4 times where he got mad. It was like a regular press conference where they have the two tables and they sit down and there's like 20 people asking questions. And he got mad and he left and like cussed out the people. And another one where like the guy was asking him, the guy from Univision, like the Morenito. And like he just pushed his microphone. And then like at first, like before all this, I was like, damn, he seems like he has a bad attitude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then after when I see what type of questions they're asking, I'm like, dude, you should have smacked his microphone sooner.
No, yeah.
Like, pasan. It's... Sometimes they go so unprepared. I'm not saying like you guys are way better interviewers than we are and you guys know what you're doing, but sometimes when it comes to this specific artist, no saben cómo se llaman, no saben qué están haciendo.
We've seen it, we've heard it.
They don't know, like yeah, you guys are really good at what you guys do, just sometimes when it comes to this genre, it's a miss.
Yeah, and also like I remember we were sitting down. And then there was someone asking us, like, questions about the artist. Oh, and
like, when they said, like, oh, has this person done a duet with a girl?
Yeah, and, like, they were asking us so many questions. And I was like, what the hell? Like, we're, like, the only fans here. And, like, when we bring an artist, you know, we're fans. We actually know what's going on, like, with their beef or whatever. Like, we actually keep up with them. We actually listen to them.
Yep.
So my question is to all the labels and all the, you know, like, managers out there. Like, is it really helping your artist to take them to L.A. and go to... Fucking, I don't know. Somewhere where
really
I've never, and I don't see any of those videos. I'm telling you, I don't see all I see like 50 people recording this. Like, I went at a press conference, and I don't see those videos anywhere.
I feel like that is just like moving.
I'm being honest, dude. No, I've never seen them. Like,
no, definitely the transparency is good.
Yeah,
and it's feedback for them, and hopefully we get some feedback too.
So in other words, stop wasting your time taking them somewhere. They're going and bring them here. That's it.
I just think, like, you know, we're really not to be cocky, but I think it's the truth. You know, we have been told, and like Angel said, the questions we've heard were like, "What the fuck did you really just ask that? Like, does that even matter?
Like,
do you actually know this person? Do you actually know their
boy,
name?"
My boy Keiko has better questions, more sophisticated questions about the artist.
Like, what's their body count? No, but yeah, like,
or why they took your girl?
We hot right now. We hot, so. Bring it on, you know. Our availability for October, November, December, and January.
Yeah, we're bringing we're gonna try to have like a guest every other week. Honestly, every week. But if like news comes out, like we have Abraham Vasquez coming tomorrow, and like we had like another artist planned, but we're like, you know, like we should really take out this Nivel Codiciado shit.
Okay, I want to add something. Maybe this is just my opinion, but for all those record labels out there, you know, if you're really trying to expand, you know, the expand like or grow the artist. Another thing that comes into play, especially now, is content creation. Like, how could you really create content? Or like the reason why people really like this Augusto Papá thing is because you get to learn about the artist, you know, like you get to know a different side. And I was reading the comments on the Moreno one. And everybody was like, what the fuck? I never knew Moreno was like this, like that. You know, you got to really, like, open up the artist to kind of, like...
Yeah, a lot of people liked that. Moreno, like, how he was as a person. No one really knew he was like that.
Yeah, so maybe you sort of like the music, but once you know that you like the guy, how he is, you support it a little bit more. So wouldn't you want people to support your artist more now that they know that he's a great guy or it's a great grupo?
Yeah, I really think, and we're working on some other shit too, where it just like helps get to know the artist a little bit more too. So, you know, I guess we'd be the only ones that are actually helping.
Yup, we're helping. It's a mutual help. You know, we obviously enjoy the time that we have with the artist, and then we're creating and monetizing.
And I feel like it also helps that like we're young too, so it's like, you know, when we hang out with the limits, like, we're homies and shit.
Yeah.
Then we ask the question, an artist, like, how does it feel like going to this person? He's like, oh, it's kind of different because he's, like, older and you're kind of like, oh, shit, you know?
You need to be respectful.
And right here, you could, like, actually, you know, open up.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but they're like, oh, yeah, they just clicked the camera and he has, like, he's your boy.
And then, like, when we, literally like that, like, he's like, he barely even says hi when you barely get there. I feel like I've never read.
We out here throwing.
I know, but like right here, we actually like, oh, what's up, bro? How was the drive? Blah, 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 you know.
And then we play soccer.
And then we play soccer and we invite them out.
And then they play the choo-choo and then
maybe a shotgun.
Yeah, I think that's the magic that we have, is that we are still fans that turn sort of into the media, you know? So it's super specific and we know what's going on, at least in the space. Yeah. Even though we're working on how to ask questions.
Yeah, and we're working on our Spanish too, so we could get more Spanish speaking artists.
Oh yeah.
Pero hacemos la lucha.
But another thing that happened is Danny's album dropped.
Should we do that after the break? It's at 25.
But
we are back from
the break. Welcome back, guys, to the Gusto Show, where we talk about anything.
Anything. A little update on Agustín Guzmán Loera Cano Monje.
Monje.
Pensamos
where the fuck Monje come from?
Osnatanael Canosa, the second last name.
Pensé que andaba bailando las últimas como la Queen.
Pero no, that's
también va a durar 96 años.
This was gonna get canceled.
Me? This one? Why?
He said it was gonna end up like Queen Elizabeth.
No. You said that shit? That's fucked up.
They're cooking Queen Elizabeth.
I said que pensé that the fish was gonna go before her, but that he held.
Wait, why don't we name him Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio?
No, shut
because
up.
Because he's straight.
Ooh.
Hey, yo. What's your polo? Hey, What's your polo with
hey,
him?
Yo.
Ya tiene nombre. Si quiere cambiarse el nombre, que hable. No dijo nada.
And what do you think when Bad Bunny kissed the dude?
Yeah, be honest.
You're I wish it was me. I have a chance now.
I know like 20 girls broke down in the middle of Target. But you were hyped.
Nah, hell no. I mean, no disrespect, but like, I'm straight, so like, that was kind of like weird, you know.
Dance was weird. So you don't like gay people?
No, I'm not saying that I don't like gay people, but like, I wouldn't kiss a man because I like females.
But Brian,
relax. I haven't even gone.
Laquito.
But yep, that's my comment. No offense to no homos out there.
Hey, he said no offense, right?
Wait,
nobody can legally get mad.
I don't know if I said that because they call.
I don't
them,
think you're supposed to call them that.
They want shit like gays.
What do they like to be? I don't know. Anyway, we're over our
nowadays.
Head here.
Nowadays, you can't call someone female because then be like,
what do I don't identify.
Yeah, I don't know.
I identify as a vacuum and a cheetah.
That's a cheetah right there.
I'm a dog.
No, we're acting right now.
All
right,
guys. Danny Lux dropped an album.
Hold up. If we have any, like, non-binary fans, shout out to you guys.
What's a binary?
I don't know. Like, not sure.
Shout out to the whole LGBTQ.
2+.
Plus, everybody. Todos. Saludos a todos.
All lives matter.
I don't know. That's a whole another topic.
Like, hold on, I mean, you shut the fuck up.
What did you think about the whole Black Lives Matter? All lives matter.
All lives matter. Well, Black Lives Matter too.
Danny Lux's album.
No, Danny Lux's album drop. Limerencia. I honestly
what is
do
that
not
word?
Know what the
I
word
have
means.
Black friends.
Oh, wait, I want
hey,
to.
I had a remember Julian? That was our boy.
Yeah, we did.
I saw him on the 21st.
Oh, he lives by me.
Yeah.
All right. No, we're gonna find out what limerencia means.
Love.
Limerencia.
It's right here. Yeah. That's the definition.
Oh, really?
I think Danny Lux gets really unique with his music. I think.
You think he's changing his style?
It's romantic or non-romantic.
While they figure it out, I'm going to let you guys know. Limerencia es un estado mental que se caracteriza por los pensamientos obsesivos derivados del deseo de mantener una relación romántica con alguien.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I think about Danny Lux.
That's what I want. Limerencia.
I was just posted on my story. And
Limerencia. Us.
I think Danny's a really creative artist. I think he really likes the music he makes. But
what?
What was the issue?
But I feel like it kind of like he's pushing himself away from the regional into more indie, which is okay, you know. But like, I feel like you're kind of like he blew up with Juasi Sofri, right?
Yeah,
Sereño, you know, regional. And then he's like doing this music, which is so different. You know, it's really nice.
I know. I was like, it got a little excessive with though.
Yeah, I thought you were like moaning and shit. So maybe it's kind of like I feel like it's kind of.
So you think that he's doing something great in the wrong market?
Well, he
I wouldn't say the wrong market because, you know, he likes that music, so he's choosing that market. But I think Danny Lux should be, you know, more like, hey, you know, these two songs blew you up. More of this.
All right, babe, we'll have him in the podcast next week, so you could tell him. So once he's sitting down.
All right.
Because he went live. Oh, yeah. Eddie went live. Mm-hmm. And Danny.
Shout out to Eddie J.
Eddie Bay.
Eddie Baby.
We see him wearing baby.
Eddie J to this day.
Arriba los colorblind.
Oh, yeah, they're colorblind.
Fun fact, Danny Lux and Eddie J are colorblind. I didn't get it in the vlog, but when we were over there, I was like, Danny, what color is this?
Like, I feel orange. Like we didn't really explain ourselves too good. He was like, what?
Yeah, he was like
I feel like he got a little mad at first.
No, but I asked him because it was like a red sign. And I was like, what color is this? He's like, orange, like your shirt. And I was like, what the fuck? It's true.
I'm like, what color my shirt? Yeah, but he previewed, like, Danny previewed one of his new songs. But
okay.
But, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, the tour with Coco kind of, like, I don't know, I think made him choose a different path, you know? Like,
I think he should do a tour with, like, I don't know, like a Slavon?
Or himself?
Because that Coco tour is like, I mean, it's, I don't know, dude.
Well,
the one time
we saw him with Los Del Limit, I think that's a great
Yeah, fit. It's because, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think he's really creative. He's really talented. He has a nice voice, really. Like,
but if he wants the numbers to back up the great music, I think that he needs to stick with the fans that he already has. That are very, 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 very devoted to the genre.
Hell yeah.
That will listen to it 100 times.
Because he opened for Coldplay, no?
Well, yeah.
What style was he?
Huh?
What style? Like what?
Genre? Coldplay is alternative rock.
Like you see, that's already like different.
Yeah.
It's so cool, but you know.
I mean, we thought that was like super great because it was like a stadium of 100,000 people.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was.
Regardless. You show up to that no matter what.
Yeah.
But I do think that he needs to stick with his, like, main hardcore audience that will go out to shows, that will listen to him 100 times.
And that, like, know him for sure.
Yeah, because we are fans. But, and I mean, I still listen to album. I liked it.
It was very
unique. I thought it, yeah, like,
I like know,
it has this thing to it.
Extraño.
But getting somebody to go over to a different genre, regardless of what artist it is, or not this art specific, you're going to lose a few on the way. The numbers are going to go down a little bit. So if you want to play safe, you stay where you at. And that goes for everybody.
Do you think, we know Danny wrote Juasi Sufri and Si Supieras.
And that was a mega hit.
He's giving his best songs to like the duetos with Eslabón? Or do you think those songs are just big because of Eslabón?
Well, that's a really good question.
That is a really good question.
That is a really
good
question.
What do you guys think? Comment down below.
And if so, if those are his best songs and he's giving them to his label, should he keep doing that?
It's because, like, look, you could... Comment down below, but I feel like you gotta... There's two ways to look at it. I feel like the reason why they're hit is because the songs are good and they're with Eslabón Armado. And Eslabón Armado has a huge fan base. That's one way to think about it.
And they're really supportive.
And they're very supportive.
Yeah. It's like a tough metric to put that into perspective. But having so many people that will come out to your shows, because I was watching this other thing about how Lil Baby was doing a show and it was 14,000 people at arena. And they do pre-sales to kind of see the interest. And if it doesn't do good enough, they just cancel it altogether. And he only sold 500 tickets out of the 14,000 that he could have sold. So how is it that Eslabón is selling out 20 times more than the Baby? And but it's just about having the super high quality fan that will buy your stuff, will drive a few hours to your show. It really has to do with the music, having that.
You just got to be a real.
It has to have that spark, you know.
The reason why Segun people are saying why he didn't sell tickets was because in the
Lil Baby,
the song that he recently dropped,
or just to clarify, the Baby.
Yeah.
What, the Baby?
The Baby.
Oh, cause that's something like
the Bebe. He made fun of Jesus Segun,
something like that. Or did the crucifix thing.
Yeah, so people were you know, why the fuck are you disrespecting God? And I guess there's I don't know, I could be wrong, but
so it could be cancel culture type.
It says something in the Bible, if you make fun of God, they will be, or some shit
like you'll go to hell and type
something
of shit.
Like that, the bad things will happen to you. So then he only sold 500, so he was nah, fuck that shit.
That, but I think also the LGBTQ plus, you know,
don't like onto him, because I remember that
LGBTQ plus community
2X.
Wherever you guys at with the pluses right now, they did some really bad comments on that. He really went in. And I think that sort of made it where companies didn't really want to work with him. And that's what hurt him. But having music that has emotion to it, you know, you get an Eslabón album. And I know we keep repeating the same names, but that's what we know. It has that vibe. You know how you're going to feel. It's going to make you feel something. And that's how you get attached. Then when they come to your city, you're going to go.
So okay. Do you think,
and that's how they sell
shows
tickets?
That Danny Lux is doing, you know, it's so amazing, being in a city with Coldplay, is it really helping him?
That's a good question.
That's another very good question.
Because you might have maybe he's trying to find more fans, but he doesn't know that he's losing a lot of fans because he's trying to expand so much and so quick.
Yeah.
Where it's you know, the people who he's gaining are the people who this specific.
I think he could really, that's a good, really good statement. And I'm going to add to that. I feel like he could gain more traction or fans if he did a tour or shows with, for example, Eslabón, Iván, and like you said, Los Del Limit. Because that's one little it's just
super hardcore niche.
It's a hardcore niche where people are there supporting no matter what. So I feel like if he's right there,
and they'll know who Danny Lux is.
They'll know you know, and then obviously, you know, those artists, they already have a relationship together, you know. So I feel like if those three artists went on tour, how much fucking money would they not make? And how much audiences will pull up? They could probably do the crypto arena with those three artists.
Be as big as what JLP's doing.
I think that could definitely open up for Eslabón. But I don't know if it would be smart for directors to do that, because Eslabón's already you know, selling just by themselves.
Damn, so you think that's sort of a money issue where they're we
percentages
would be
too
cool, but the tickets are selling regardless. I don't want to give you a cut.
It's kind of the reason why the Smoke Me Out tour, you don't see JLP and all these big artists together is because they can all sell out alone.
Yeah.
So it's more money for them to do that shit separately.
Yeah.
Not to give the opportunity to
the artists. And we also don't want to put all this on the artists, but it's also the management side. That's you guys. You guys are the ones getting paid to do all that and to set up successful lineups.
And right now,
I think the Smoke Me Out tour, what happened there, you know?
And right now what I feel like...
No shots.
JOP he's giving the opportunity to the people he has who are bringing him in money, you know?
Like, yeah, under his record label.
Calle 24, obviously.
They're killing it. They're killing it.
Part of Stream Mob, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's so smart.
They're all that money, he's going to take a percentage no matter what. And it's going to be more of what's that shit called?
We'll give you time to
promotion, think. But it's like for the people, you know, for the artists and for the people to fuck with them, you know. That's mm-hmm. why like he's doing duetos with them. Like when Herencia de Patrones first started, they did a dueto with the people who are popping, which was JOP and Legado, mm-hmm. and they kept doing that. And then every time Rancho will sign a new guy, they would bring them up all together as a collective. They would do a dueto with JOP.
Yeah, like they do the rounds, you know, with like the people, and like they kind of already had a little like system going on.
Yep. They figured out a system.
They give him those chances. If he pops, he pops, and if not, they already have 75 people online.
Next.
They said it themselves.
The opportunity comes and goes, whoever fucking got on the hook.
Yeah, but shout out to Danny, and your music is amazing.
Yeah.
And this just like, you know, opinion wise.
You did like a whole critical analysis, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, but like, who could Danny do shows with that could help him? I mean, with Slavon, like we said, Slavon, but Slavon's already doing it alone. So like, why should we? Why should we sell money?
Ivan and Yaritza.
You could do with Yaritza. And Ivan. If Ivan and Slavon were to have a show together, who do you think would close?
Slavon.
Really?
Ivan.
Two different opinions.
But then again, I think Dull Records would be the one putting the show together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, so of course.
What if Live
Nation?
What if Live Nation or Golden Voice reaches out and contracts both of them and they don't have the power? Who are they going to put to close?
Then maybe they put on the contract that like, we'll go with you guys, but my artist has to close.
Yeah.
And they're going to go.
They're right gonna there. Go at it right there.
And whoever's
oh, but shout out to Live Nation, the best in the business. Y'all know why.
Yeah, shout out to
you,
homegrown Nadia.
Shout out to Nadia from Live Nation.
Shout out to Nadia from Live Nation. For real.
But yeah, these are just questions that we have in mind with these artists that are, you know, they're killing it. Obviously, it would be dope to see them all perform, but like I said, I mean, there's a lot of politics that go into you know, making a show. And business too, you know, not everybody, I guess like in this Mexican, everybody wants to be the on top. And I feel like that could be another problem of why, you know.
I think not just Mexican. I think everyone just wants to be on
top. Well, everyone wants to be on top, I guess. But
Ivan, look, he stayed three. Next week, you know, you never know.
Who's number two?
Romeo Santos. We said Prince Royce.
I said Prince Royce.
I said Prince Royce too. But people in the comments were also saying Prince Royce. I confuse them. I remember when Leo came.
But as of now, who's been longer in,
shut up.
Relax.
In the top five?
Shut up. Ivan. You already know.
No, about
your boyfriend.
No.
Regional.
From Regional.
Ivan.
So you think...
not even Camilo.
So Ivan's been longer on the top three than Eslabon when they took out their album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I wonder if you go on the top Latin songs, like not albums, this is albums, like songs... It's Ivan's, like, I forgot. It's like two of his songs.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like the third one or three of his songs. And then the next one is Eslabon. But it's a song with Ivan.
That's crazy.
That's a more telling chart as well.
Think he's taking an award?
He has to.
You think he's the next big thing?
Yeah. Dude, Ivan's huge. He just doesn't even know yet. I hope he knows it.
That's just as badass. Because, I mean, Eslabon did their thing for sure. But maybe
they're still doing it.
But I feel like Ivan could be next to like, still doing I guess, like the throne.
They're just in the studio too, so.
Yeah?
Oh, Slamon was in the studio again.
Yeah.
No, a dueto too.
With Ivan?
No, I don't know. With who?
Oh, okay.
There's a dueto.
That'd be interesting.
Damn, that's
maybe
crazy.
It's with Fuerza Regida.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, we don't know exactly, but
I know.
It could be a good possibility.
Like, I know.
Yeah, I mean, they posted like they were together. Mm-hmm. Like at their house, so maybe they actually went to a studio this time.
Oh, yeah.
Like final.
So, guys, this is the state of the Mexican regional.
of our little side of the region.
Our little side. You know, this is just views of our perspective of like.
But if you guys would like for us to expand on the artists that we talk about, let us know in the comments down below.
This should make me look off.
Next episode, vamos a hablar de Karin León.
Gordo.
No, we. Gordo la flaca. Have that.
Yeah. We don't care. de travesón vaso, whatever it's called.
We do care.
Travesón del vaso.
You know, that's
travesón
like,
vaso.
We have that young audience.
Shout out to Camila.
Oh, yeah. No, number Camilo. 6 is a Bad Bunny album with a big old truck, but I don't know where the picture went.
Yeah, oh, the one with the eye is out?
Right here.
Por siempre.
The yellow one?
Yeah,
yellow?
But shout out to Lavon's Camilo. Went on Pepe's office and told him to hear his feelings.
Think about it. Oh, that was fucked up. Pepe, no te pases, güey.
What did Camilo, what did he say?
He didn't like his song, no?
He's like, me dolió mucho que me dijeras eso, Pepe.
No, but what did Pepe say?
Oh, I don't know.
Ah, perdón, ese fue el tiempo que pasó, yeah.
Oh, I think it was when he did a song with, like, Los Dos Carnales or something like that.
That he didn't like the song at all?
Yeah, or like he didn't fit. I don't know.
¿Quién le dijo que la canción era para él?
Si no la quería escuchar, Don Pepe, no la
escuché.
No.
Y
shout out to Pepe, shout out to Rico.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Pepe's office, Pepe.
Pepe, otra vez.
We were supposed to go.
Pepe, round two.
We were supposed to go on, but he just ended up coming here.
Mételos en la babadora.
Otra vez.
You can't. I didn't say it like that. Oh. You said it like that.
You basically said it.
Yeah.
I will cut that out. But let's wrap up the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But All right, guys. This is the end of the episode. Thank you guys.
But
this is the end of the episode. Thank you guys for watching. If you guys are still here, you are the real ones. Comment down.
End of the video club.
Gecko and Angel hit the gym. And thank you guys for watching. Till the next time.
Guys, don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
You probably already subscribed.
Subscribe.
It's 12:10 a.m. It's crazy.
And I have neck sweat.